joining us. We're at Bentley Trackwork with the stars here at Royal Randwick, and ahead of one of the most eagerly anticipated races of the year, certainly the Glongeans Queen Elizabeth Stakes on Saturday. The trainer of Sir Dragonet, the Cox Plate winner, Kieran Maher. Kieran, how are you going?
Great, thanks, boys. It was a bit of a chilly start, but the sun's come out, and Randwick's in its all its glory at the moment.
I was just asking you off here how you divide your time with so many horses, obviously nommed around the country, and you just follow the good horses, mate.
Yeah, that's right. Follow the carnivals, follow the good horses.
And Sir Dragonet, how's he pulled up out of the Tankard Stakes? A stunning performance.
Yeah, I know, he come through it really well. He seems to be a horse, like, you know, he came on the scene fairly quickly, and I'd only had a short amount of time with him, but he'd obviously been racing all season, and he was fairly well worked down. And you know, this preparation's totally different. You know, he's had a little breather, and then has had to come. You know, the amount of work the horse takes, you know, it's quite extraordinary, really. He just does everything very easily, so you have to keep it up to him.
Kieran, what about, you mentioned obviously travelling different states, different tracks, in and around prep for different horses, how much does that vary? So preparation for, you know,
different tracks.
Yeah, different tracks, different states, even different horses.
Well, yeah, that's something we instill in our two-year-olds very early. Like, as their yearlings, we travel them. We'll see a horse like Crystal Bound, who worked here this morning.
Yeah.
She's only having her second start. She had her first start at Moonee Valley. But she's already had a prep up here. She didn't race, but she had a prep. She trialled at Rose Hill and then had a spell and then had her next campaign in Melbourne. So when we brought her up here last week, she's already been this way. She's already trialled this way. And I think that is very important. And a horse like Sir Dragonet, you know, he's raced all over the world. So he's very well-rounded. Sometimes you bring him out here like we did this morning just to give him a look. But it wouldn't have really mattered on whether we galloped him, say, at Warwick Farm or Randwick. But I thought the trip away would do him good as well, you know, give him a bit of a clean out as well.
What about the Queen Elizabeth on Saturday? Because everyone's just talking about Very Elegant and a day, saying it's just a match race between those two. But you've got a Cox Plate winner there in Sir Dragonet, and you go into this race pretty confident.
Yeah, no, I'm very happy with him. That's the Aussie way, isn't it? It's good to be the underdog,
yeah,
you know?
Always.
I'd probably rather it that way, actually. They're two world-class horses, Dave and Very Elegant. And, you know, he's, you know, I've had him about 6 months and he's won two group ones for me. So he's pretty in my pretty high up in my pecking order.
Well, what about, you know, the knock is that, you know, he doesn't like the dry ground, you know? He prefers a softer surface. What do you say to people who have that opinion of him?
Well, the three of them are probably all in the same boat. Mm. You know, Dave probably is not as good at on top of the ground, same as Very Elegant. And, you know, that was our excuse when we were running Sir Dragonet over shorter distances, that there was the track. But if you look at his run in the Melbourne Cup on a firm deck, and his run the other day on a firm deck at Rose Hill, you know, if he's got his right distance, I think he's okay. There's no doubt he is better with a bit of cart, but he's certainly very effective on top as well.
Very happy with his piece of work here this morning?
I was very happy, actually. Yeah, we just sat off Grey Lion, and I said to Bossy, you know, don't be joining him turning in. I said, give yourself something to aim at so he actually opens up. And yeah, we had a tracker on him that will assess all his data a bit later, but to the eye, it looked very impressive.
Southern France just been building nicely towards ready to peak, you'd hope, on Saturday in the Sydney Cup.
Yeah, I was very happy leading into the Tankard. And as I got closer the final few days leading in, the race just started to look worse and worse and worse. You know, the track ended up being on speed. He was drawn into ordinary gait. There wasn't a lot of speed in the race. And, you know, he ended up three quarters of the way back in the field. Loomed, and I thought finished off really well. But, yeah, I'm very happy with the way the horse has come together. 2 miles would be ideal. In Europe, he did prefer top of the ground. I think now he's a bit like Sir Dragonet. He'd love a bit of just to get his toe in. But fitness-wise and every, his action, I reckon he's ready to run back to his best.
And you mentioned Crystal Bound there before. How did she gallop this morning?
Yeah, so we brought her and another workmate, Port Louis, out just to give her a look around. She was very bright-eyed and sort of, and she did exactly that. She had a good look around and we just did a nice half-mile gallop and they just come up together on the bit. And, she's a athletic, leggy 2-year-old filly, doesn't require a lot of work. She's very natural, as I said, athletic type of horse. So it was just about bring her here, familiarise her with it, and stretch her legs a little bit.
You're going to have a throw at the stumps with Sassy Sav coming out of what a wild maiden win on a heavy 10. It's straight into the Oaks on Saturday.
We're going to have a roll at the stumps there.
Beautiful.
Certainly the distance will be no problem at all. She would probably rather it if it was a real test, like a proper Sydney Autumn heavy 10. But anyway, she'll be there and she's got a fighting chance.
Gee, Amish boy's been good this prep without winning. Third in a Newmarket, second in an Autumn Stakes and Magic Millions Guineas. Will run in the Arrow Field. How'd it work today?
It did. He will. And he's had a great campaign. I was sort of trekking along towards the Guineas. And I just thought, I'd ran him at a mile before and he's disappointed me. And that was sort of the catalyst. I freshened him up for the Newmarket and was super. And he's just thrived since. He loves that gap between runs. And, he'd be even fresher going into this race. Firm deck, I think he prefers. And he's always big odds, this horse. Like, I think last start he might have got 60 to 1 at some stage. It looks like he's nice odds again Saturday. So he's certainly a punter's friend.
Is there another horse somewhere around the country that our listeners can follow going forward?
Going forward, we've got a horse going to Adelaide Saturday called Steinem. Frankel filly. He's had two starts.
Loz.
Couldn't write
paper.
It back.
Well, I'll guarantee you, the price will go.
What was it? Did you say it again, Kieran? So Steinem,
yeah. She's the Frankel filly of Francis and Christine Cooks, raced in their colours. She had two starts, two wins, and very, very impressive last start at Sandown. So she'll head over there.
Beautiful. We'll find that for Saturday, Loz. You write that down. Kieran, you're going to have a great hand for day 2 of the championships, mate. Good luck, particularly with Sir Dragon. What a race it's going to be. Enjoy. Thanks for talking to us.
I look forward to it. Thanks very much for having me on.